the February 4th, 2016 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Curtin?
Here.
Trustee Fation?
Here.
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Leek?
Here.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Here.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
Before we go to our first resolution, I would just like to say on behalf of the Board of Trustees how proud we are of our students. Their courage, passion, and convictions to take on this social and political issues have just been incredible. They have become the face of this budget crisis. They're delivering speeches, protesting, going to Operation Push, and just doing everything to bring this issue to the forefront of public attention. All over Illinois, you'll hear other universities talking about how Chicago State University has taken the lead, speaking truth to a very unfortunate and unprecedented situation in Springfield. Our students are articulate, respectful, and passionate, all the while changing the way this university has been seen. We are very grateful. We want the students to know that the board has also been working behind the scenes, but mostly want to take this opportunity to just say we are so very proud of you and thank you very much for the leadership and courage you have shown on this issue. Dr. Henderson, I think we have one resolution we have to.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, trustees, Mr. President, Chicago State faculty, Chicago State University's faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Welcome. Today, I have the pleasure and honor of recommending that the honorary doctorate degree be conferred upon Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu, Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, India. Currently, we have approximately 225 students who are in our computer science program from Andhra Pradesh. The chief minister was nominated among four outstanding candidates, and the candidates are attached in your resolution. He was selected using a rubric that has been established by the committee. He was nominated using a rubric established by the committee, and we also followed the Chicago State University's Board of Trustees bylaws and regulations. The chief minister's biography is attached, so I won't read it, and I humbly recommend the resolution to you today.
Any questions from the board? I move we adopt the resolution.
A second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch? Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leek?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll hear from our president.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everyone. Let me start by echoing our chairman's commendation to the Chicago State University students. They have, as you well know, done a yeoman's job and more in calling attention to what we all know is an inappropriate budgetary threat to Chicago State University. They have done things that that are within sort of what would be expected, rallies, et cetera. They've done some things that we did not expect. And they, as you well know, many of them took it upon themselves to be seen on the Dan Ryan Expressway. That's not because they wanted to be in harm's way. It's because they feel so passionately about their university that they were willing to do something to get attention. And they have done that, and I'm just incredibly proud to be their president. And so in my brief remarks, I just wanted to hit on three areas just as a matter of what the university has undertaken, the university leadership, including faculty, staff, and students, to keep the pressure on, if you will, about ensuring a safe and promising and hopeful future for Chicago State University. First, we have externally, we've been quite involved with our state legislators. We have been down to Springfield a number of times. We continue to be in touch with our state delegation and others who are not necessarily representing Chicago, but who do represent the best interests of higher education in the state of Illinois. As you well know, this is not just a Chicago State issue. It really is a higher education issue. We are disproportionately, however, differentially impacted because of our cash position and some other things that have to be considered today. So we've been working with the legislature. We've also been quite involved at the invitation of the Reverend Jesse Jackson with Operation Push. He has been gracious in lending the platform of Operation Push to heighten the awareness of the issue of higher education funding in the state of Illinois, and we're very, very grateful to Operation Push for that. We have informally been notifying churches, and it started as a faculty. It started, I mean, I've been to several churches and made comments at the invitation of pastors. I've also been made aware that our faculty, several of our faculty members, have created flyers and distributed them and asked churches to duplicate them and put them in the Sunday bulletins. And they, so far as I understand, now have in the neighborhood of 25,000 such flyers that will be seen by parishioners tomorrow morning, which I think is a commendable act on behalf of the university. Of course, we've been involved with the press. There have been several interviews of the president, one yesterday on WVON and several others, and I anticipate that there will be many others as we go forward. So we are externally, we're waving our banner. We're holding our flag high, and we're saying that we believe that Chicago State University is absolutely here to stay. We're not closing this university, and we're just not going to do that. Internally, I would say that in spite of, and I want the trustees to hear this, in spite of the very, very troubling financial situation, I would say that the morale on our campus is quite high. Yeah. I just find that to be remarkable. Yeah. That in spite of all of this threat, folk feeling good about being associated with Chicago State University, and because we have that hope, Mr. Chairman, that bodes well for the character of the people who are part of our university. I'm proud of that, and I want to commend our faculty, staff, and students for coming to forums and being engaged and finding out what we all can do to ensure a bright and promising future for our university. And then last but not least, because we are in spite of the negative impression that you might get because of budgetary duress, in spite of that, we exist in an atmosphere of hope and of promise. Let me just say that while we're fighting down in Springfield, we're also thinking about our 150-year anniversary, a wonderful celebration, 150 years of a remarkable institution founded in a very humble way to begin to serve teachers. And look where we've come in 150 years. So we're talking about our next 150 years. So we're not so consumed with the problem that we don't recognize that we still have a future. We're thinking and talking about that. There'll be much, much more to come. We are planning a year-long festival and celebration that by the time we're done, there won't be anybody in the state of Illinois who doesn't know everything about Chicago State University. And then we have started a new university foundation. The University Foundation at Chicago State has met, the board of directors has met, and we are talking about a new and robust way in which we raise funds for the university so that we, when we run into this snag again, we'll have some money in the bank. And even though the state will owe us the public monies that they owe us, and we're going to continue to press for that, we're not trying to supplant the public money, but we're also trying to be smart enough to realize that it's nothing wrong with having some money in the bank ourselves that belongs to us and doesn't have to wait for somebody's political disposition before they release the money to us. And so we've got this foundation. I'm excited. It's full of talented folk who are connected and who are going to help us to raise some money. So my report, Mr. Chairman, is that in spite of this very weighty meeting that we're in right now, the future of the university is quite bright.
At this time, I would request a motion for the board to convene into executive session.
So moved.
I second that.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Bation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Yeah.